Forbidding indeed, it loomed. Thrice 100 square miles of massively banked offensive and defensive armament, with a central dome of such colossal mass as to dwarf even the stupendous fabrications surrounding it. Typical Bosconian layout, Kinnison thought, very much like Helmuth's grand base. Fully as large, and as strong, or stronger. But he had cracked that one, and he was pretty sure that he could crack this. Exploringly, he sent out his sense of perception. Nor was he surprised to find that the whole aggregation of structures was screened. He had not thought that it would be as easy as that. He did not need to get inside the dome this time, as he was not going to work directly upon the personnel. Inside the screen, anywhere, would do, but how to get there? The ground all around the thing was flat, as level as molten lava would cool, and every inch of it was bathed in the white glare of floodlights. They had observers, of course, and photocells, which were worse. Approach, then, either through the air or upon the ground, did not look so promising. That left only underground. They got water from somewhere, wells perhaps, and their sewage went somewhere unless they incinerated it, which was highly improbable. There was a river over there. He'd see if there wasn't a trunk sewer running into it somewhere. There was. There was also a place within easy flying distance to hide his speedster, an overhanging bank of smooth black rock. The risk of his being seen was nil anyway, for the only intelligent life left upon the planet inhabited the Bosconian fortress and did not leave it. Donning his space-black, indetectable armor, Kinnison flew down the river to the sewer's mouth. He lowered himself into the placid stream, and against the sluggish current of the sewer he made his way. The drivers of his suit were not as efficient in water as they were in air or in space, and in the dense medium his pace was necessarily slow, but he was in no hurry. It was fast enough. In a few hours he was beneath the stronghold. Here the trunk began to divide into smaller and smaller mains. The tube running toward the dome, however, was amply large enough to permit the passage of his armor. Close enough to his objective, he found a long disused manhole, and bracing himself upright so that he would be under no muscular strain, he prepared to spend as long a time as would prove necessary. He then began to study the dome. It was like Helmuth's in some ways, entirely different from it in others. There were fully as many firing stations, each with its operators ready at signal to energize and to direct the most terrifically destructive agencies known to the science of the time. There were fewer visiplates and communicators, fewer catwalks, but there were vastly more individual offices, and there were ranks and tiers of filing cabinets. There would have to be. This was headquarters for the organized illicit commerce of an entire galaxy.